Scottish and Welsh governments have already issued formal apologies. Our reporter Harry Lowe was watching as Keir Starmer described it as